Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
Matthew chapter 19, 27 to 30. Yeah, count the cost. Are you going to count the cost? Yeah, serving God is costly. It will cost you time. It will cost you money. It will cost you energy. It can even cost you friends. Someone maybe was watching the football match, right? I don't even know who was playing because I was reading my Bible. You understand? Paul says, I count it all as dung that I might know him. Serving God takes time. To get a master's degree takes time. To get a PhD takes time. Therefore, to have meaningful service in the house of God, it takes time. Some of you in worship team, you know what I'm talking about. That Saturdays, your friends are saying, let's go out in the morning. You say, I can't, I gotta be at church. It's taking away time. You could be in when others are watching series, you are learning songs. It takes time. Serving God takes time. And you better count the cost. Count the cost. Hallelujah. It takes time. Peter chimed in and he said, we left everything. It cost us everything. And we followed you. What do we get out of it? I thank God for Peter's questions. You know, Peter was not a bad guy. He only messed up in one board meeting. he just rebuked the founder and CEO in one board meeting. You know, and now people are not Peter. I love Peter. That's why Peter has so many good things you can learn from Peter. One of the good things we can learn from Peter is that after he denied Christ, he still came back. Hello. Are you able to bounce back after your worst mistake? Are you able to bounce back after you've messed up? Are you able? You see, most Christians no longer have a bounce back effect because they don't read the Bible. Peter drowned on water, he bounced back. Rebuked the boss, he didn't resign. I'm still around. Hello? Denied the boss. He did a live press, live. It was live press. The cameras were outside. So, Peter, do you work for Jesus Christ Enterprise? Me. Said, but that's a staff card. What? It's not. It's not a staff card. on live TV. But bounce back. Please bounce back. I said, please bounce back. It's not too late to start praying again. It's not too late to start preaching again. It's not too late to start serving God again. Please bounce back. If Peter could bounce back, you can bounce back. Yeah. Peter bounced back. He came back to the same team that saw him deny Christ. We're not here to discuss Peter. We're here to discuss Christ. On the day of Pentecost, case, imagine who should have been the first preacher. Not the guy who just embarrassed the boss on live TV. But guess who stood up? Yeah, guess who stood up? The guy who was able to bounce back. You see, the strongest people, most of the times, many times, are not those who climb the highest mountains, are those who are able to come back from the deepest valleys. Those are the real people. To say that I was so down and low, but I came back. Hallelujah. Those are the real people. And I see you becoming such a person in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So what if Jesus replied, yes, you have followed me in the recreation of the world. When the Son of Man will rule gloriously, you who have followed me, it's not for everybody. You who have served me, you will also rule, starting with the 12 tribes of Israel. Next part. And not only you, but anyone, huh? Not only you guys, I'm not talking to the 12 of you, but anyone who sacrifices. Anyone what? Sacrifice talks about cost. Anyone who sacrifices, and look at what they sacrifice, home. Look at what they sacrifice, family. Look at what they sacrifice, fields, signifying business, career ambitions. Anyone who sacrifices this, you'll get it back, all back 100 times over. Not to mention the considerable bonus. I was laughing. When was this? This previous Thursday or so? Yeah. It was previous Thursday. It was a holiday. And we're in church praying the whole day, 12 hours. La casa, rebaha, zanda vadaye. Huh? We're in church praying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I've gone to the beach, done a small fry, you know, just, you know, eat some kebab and all this nice. And that you sacrificed all of this to come to my house. You sacrifice so that in this life and in the life to come, there's a bonus. I don't know about you, but one of the reasons I'm looking forward to eternity is because all the small sacrifices, Jesus has kept a record. I said, all the small sins. And we thank God his system cannot crash. His system cannot be hijacked. You understand? Every day you sacrificed. You came from shift and you came to church. You came from work and you came straight to the... All those sacrifices God was watching. Yeah. It's many years ago. Many years. 2004. I preached a clean, but he takes notice. No, I was programming my mind to serve. Congratulate you for being the sanctuary keeper, the most consistent sanctuary keeper, but he takes notice. Hallelujah. So I preach to myself, he takes notice. No one, people can forget, but he won't forget because he takes notice. People won't say thank you one day because he takes notice. People might not see you editing the videos late until night, but God is watching and he takes notice. People might not see you sacrifice your last money to Uber people to church, but God is taking notice and one day he will reward you. You're not sacrificing for Pastor Mto. You're not sacrificing for Pastor Mto's vision. You are serving your God with your substance, with everything that you have. And one day, you'll get it all back. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Number four. So you must count the cost. This thing's going to cost. Tell your neighbor, say, it's going to cost you. No, come on, say that. Like you mean, say, it's going to cost you. Yeah. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you some friends at a point. Yeah, because you're too serious about Jesus. Yeah, it's going to cost you some. If it has not costed you, you have not started serving. Yeah, when you serve, it will cost until it costs you your life. I remember I was young and ambitious like anybody else. I also wanted to go to university like anybody else. Wanted a career of my dreams like anybody else. I applied, got the bursary like anybody else. And I was like, praise the Lord, I'm going to study law at Rhodes University like anybody else. But guess what? As I was in that bursary office, they said, you're not going to study law. You're going to study something funny. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this because you say it like anybody else. If we ask for bread, you won't give us stones. Bread for me is law. This is now stones. And he said to me, not like everybody else. If you do this, you're walking in my will. And I sacrificed my lifelong dream to say, wherever you lead me, I'll follow. I didn't know what are the career options of the course I studied, but I knew I was just following God. I didn't know if I had a future in it, but I knew I was following. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up for Jesus? Not everybody is sacrificing. Yeah, not everybody is sacrificing. Not everybody is giving up. Some people serve God as long as it does not disturb their kingdom. Yeah. As long as it doesn't disturb them and what they want, they serve. But once it starts getting demanding, once it starts getting like, no, you know, we're coming for morning prayer. Like, Jesus, you know, my beauty sleep, Lord. We can't interrupt my beauty sleep. Huh? Hey. And Jesus said that who can sacrifice and join morning prayer and pray for the leaders and pray for the elections? Who can? Like, ah, no, Lord, that's your snoozing. 5 o'clock, ring. Like 30 more minutes. Like everybody else. Yeah. But then there's a few of us. Are you one of those few? Who says, I will sacrifice for Jesus. Yeah. I want you to write this down. Write it down. Say, if it's for Jesus, I will not hesitate. Yeah. That's my philosophy. If it's for Jesus, I do not hesitate. From the time I was a first-year student, and this thought came into my mind, if it's for Jesus, I will not hesitate to do it, to give it. If it's for Jesus, I will not hesitate. Hallelujah. Yeah. Is it not amazing? How many of us hesitate? Pony, Jesus comes and says that, I'm giving you an opportunity. You are preaching this Sunday. You're like, no, I need time to think about. What are you do you know who Jesus is? You know, one time I was doing someone said, do you know Jesus? I need to think about it because, hey, this Sunday is too soon, Pastor. If the president said, meet me this weekend, were you not going to meet him? You're not serving God. You're serving an illusion in your mind about who God is. If you were to read the Bible and know this God for yourself, yeah. When Paul met him, he said, Lord, what would you have me do? That's it. When you meet Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you going to count the cost? Yeah, count the cost. And yeah, guys, this is it. I remember when I was getting married, I told her, I'm a pastor. I'm not planning to start businesses. My businesses are branches. I start other church branches. That's what I do. Will you still marry me? Because I'd propose somebody else and they said, are you going to do business? Will you be in business? Other sister, the gospel is enough business. We are busy enough. Yeah, we've got over 8 billion sinners in the world. I don't know any industry that has as much customers. You understand? We're already busy. I'm very busy right now. Yeah. So I didn't want someone to say I deceived them. I said, are you counting the cost? She was like, yes, sir. I was like, you, I will marry. Hallelujah. Amen. Number four, complete your course. In other words, complete your shift. Complete your course. Complete your race. When you're serving God, it's like it's a course. It's like it's a race in front of you. Hallelujah. And I'm praying for you as you go to the Comrades Marathon, you understand? Yeah, I'm there with you in spirit and every time like Jesus. Hey, we pray for, every body part, hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, so there's a race. So you must complete, decide. Most people started off serving God, but they stopped along the way. For whatever reason. Bonnie, when I started serving God, I was 13 years old. Yeah, I was young once. Now I'm a bit older. Yeah. I've not stopped serving God. In fact, I'm intensifying. Yeah. In fact, I'm intensifying the plans that we have. Hey, I need a whole army. I need a whole army to carry out the plans. I don't need a team. I need soldiers. Yeah, soldiers, men and women of war. That was saying, we will come and say, we're taking Western Cape. And we say, it's done. Yeah. We're intensifying. That's why we've got two services. Soon we'll be going to the third service. I prophesy the third service soon in Jesus' name. Yeah. So, Pastor, what time will this one start? I don't know. We'll see when that time comes. Hallelujah. But Bonnie, I started, but I'm still going on. I will not stop. I will not stop until Jesus calls me. Rapture or I die. That's it. I will not stop. There's no gap year of serving God. No gap month of serving God. There's no gap week of serving God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm serving God until the end. Finish your course. Run the race. Finish the course. I said finish the course. This morning, God is saying you must finish your course. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7. Paul says, I have worked to serve Christ well. I have worked. I've not rested to serve Christ. I've worked to serve him. I have finished everything God wanted me to do. Ask your neighbor, are you finishing what God has asked you to do? Yeah. Most Christians don't finish. In fact, most Christians don't even enter into the first phase of their ministry. Now, Kenneth Hagin talks about a time when he was ministering for 12 years as a pastor, pastored different churches. And one teacher just came and said that you have not even entered the first phase of your ministry. Yeah. You're just in the warm-up section. Yeah. You think God's highest is for you to be an usher. You're joking. Yeah. You're just in the warm-ups. In fact, you are a spectator. You're sitting in the gallery. Yeah. You haven't entered the field. You see, I could have been preaching for all these years, Bonnie. Maybe I'm even just 20% of my first phase. Yeah. And now imagine if I could be in 20% of first phase with all these efforts. How much more you would? Paul says, I have worked to serve Christ well. Not have rested. Many of you are resting instead of serving Christ. I said you are resting instead of serving Christ. I have worked to serve Christ well. I have finished everything that God wanted me to do. I am like a runner. I am like states there on the Comrades Marathon. I am like a runner who has run to the end. Yeah, some people start running, don't finish. Some who start two Oceans Marathon, they don't finish. they pull out. Could be an injury, could be whatever excuse. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, but are you good? I pray you're going to be one of the people who finish. Will you finish your course? Says, I'm like a runner who has run to the end of the race. I have continued to believe God's true message. Hallelujah. Yeah, I have finished everything. I've left nothing. I have taught those I should have taught. I've raised pastors. I have started churches. I have written books. I have preached sermons. I have held seminars. I have done prayer vigils. I have done all I should do. I've done fasting. I've led fasting campaigns. I've led crusade campaigns. I have given everything. I have given all. Are you able to say like Paul, I finished my race? You see, don't put it on my obituary that he fought a good fight and he finished his race. Many die without finishing the race, without even instead starting the race. Yeah. You'll be surprised when you get to heaven. Many died without even starting the race. You know, like in a race, yeah, when they're doing maybe 100 meters or something, there's a false start. They can disqualify you. So you can be kicked out without even running. Yeah, so some people die without running. Yeah. You still haven't written the books that God said you should write. You haven't recorded the songs that God has been giving you. You have not done the crusades. You have not done the seminars. You have not done the girls' empowerment that God has told you to do. You have not organized the ladies to say, come, let's pray until this day. You have not gathered the men because, Pastor, I have a gift for men. I have a calling and a ministry towards men. You have not gone to the prison ministry. You have not gone to the children's home. You didn't visit the orphans. You didn't visit the elderly. You have not done your ministry. Yeah, you're just sending me messages and feelings. Pastor, God spoke to me. What have you done with what God has said? I have finished my race. I have done everything that God has asked me to do. Yeah, you can't be dreaming every day. You dream once and you stand up and you implement. You dream once and you stand up and you begin to do. Yeah, you can't be on planning phase every day. You can't be on preparation phase every day. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You have spent the past 3 years sitting down saying, I'm waiting for the right time. I'm telling you, this is the right time. Thus saith the Lord. Can I prophesy? We're getting sure. We must get sure. I'm holding a paper on the. Amen. Huh? Can I prophesy? Prophesy! I will not be distracted. I'll prophesy. Yes, thus saith the Lord. What have you done with what I asked you to do? Pastor, God said I should write a book. You know, God said I should go to high schools and encourage matriculars. You encourage them in your room? When are you going? Yeah, when are you going? There's high schools, they're open, right? Next week or so, they'll be back on online, right? I'm not sure of the school holiday, right? When are you going? Pastor, I have a burden for young people. When are you going? There's young people everywhere. There's young people everywhere. What are you waiting for? I notice most people don't want to serve God. They just want attention from people. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to serve God when there's no one to take your picture, no one to give you applaud. You don't want to put in the work of laying the foundation. Foundation is never pretty. Foundation is never comfortable. But you must still do it anyway. I hope I'm preaching to some people. Yeah. So I'm going to complete. Certainly never say complete your course. Yeah. Work well, work hard to serve Christ. No, I'm not going to stop serving Christ. People can criticize me, I won't stop. People can discuss me, I won't stop. It might be unpopular, I will not stop serving this Jesus Christ. Yeah, one way or the other. You can ban me, I'll find another opportunity to serve God. Yeah, Jesus even said it. If they kick you out in one city, go to another city. Yeah, go somewhere else. Now, Pastor, they have not received me. Find somewhere where they'll receive you. Hello. I said, hello. Yeah. 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 So complete your course. Tell your neighbor, say, complete your course. Jesus on the cross said it is finished. Paul said it is finished. Peter said, I am done. Now the Lord has shown me that my time of departure is at hand. These were guys who reached the finishing line. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. God told you, start a YouTube channel. You started for 1 hour. Now, Pastor, they didn't like me. Who likes you in the first hour? Some of the people you envy have been doing it for 10 years. That's why we know them. They've been doing it. They kept getting better and better and better. So I'll finish my course. Yeah. No, don't be discouraged. Finish your course. Yeah, don't be distracted. Finish your course. Don't be confused. Finish your course. I have a course. Yes, I have a course of life. There's a course in my life I must follow. Yeah. Don't be confused. You know, Pastor, you know, since we got married, you know, we need to just rest and relax. You know, take it easy. Because the Bible actually says that when you get married, you need like a year. Is it not amazing how you quote the Old Testament when you want to rest? But you can't quote Paul, who says that those who are married should act as if they are single. You can't see that one. Where Paul was writing in the New Testament, he said, if you are married, you must behave as if you are. You can't miss church because you said, my wife needs to rub my stomach. Last verse, last point. Amen. Amen. Oh, okay, so complete your course, right? Number one, complete it joyfully. Yeah, complete it what? Yeah, I think if we ask states, right, there are people who, when they are running, you see them crying, all men of reactions, in pain, because they can finish, but they are not excited about finishing. Yeah. If I was to try to do 5 kilometers, I would finish it. But I'll be telling you, I'll be binding every devil. You bloody Satan, you know. I'll remember that it was Eve who brought us here, like, hey, Eve, You see, I'm completing it, but not joyfully. But you see, God wants us to complete. God wants us to work for him with joy. Get to 50 and you're full of joy serving God. Get to 80 and you're still serving God excitedly. Married or single, serve God joyfully. Yeah, some of you act as if Jesus promised you husbands on the cross. Yeah. You know, Jesus said 7 things on the cross. It is finished, I thirst, woman, behold your son and all that. He never said, ladies, behold your husbands. So it's like you want an earth word that for me, until God give me a husband, I'm not being happy. Relax. You know, one day I can come present marriage is an achievement, but on the other day, marriage can also be a distraction. Yeah. Marriage, the way you want it is a distraction. That's why it's not coming. God knows you'll idolize your marriage. Yeah. That's why it's not coming until you let it go. Married or not, I will serve you, Lord. Yeah, now God knows, now you're starting to think correctly. Married or not, I will serve you. Look at the ladies, quiet like squirrels. Amen, one lady. Because they remember that last week they were fighting for the bouquet. It's mine. Married or not, I will serve you, Lord. Car or not, I will serve you. House or not, I will serve you. Popularity or not, I will serve you. Yeah. You notice that God does not rank who's a serious Christian by your Facebook followers. Heaven has its own different measuring system. Hallelujah. So do it joyfully. Deuteronomy 28, verses 47 to 48. Deuteronomy 28, verses 47 to 48. If you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received, you will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking in everything. You see, that's why some people serve God in church, are active in church, but their lives are not changing. Because they don't have joy. They don't have enthusiasm. I said enthusiasm. They're not passionate about this thing. They're not excited about it. They don't have enthusiasm. You know enthusiasm, brother? You must have enthusiasm. You must serve God with joy and enthusiastically. I love that word. Enthusiasm. You must serve God with joy and enthusiasm, with passion, with vigor, with feeling, with excitement. With what? Excitement. Yeah, it's excitement. It's not about being young. Because there are some young people who are not enthusiastic. They don't have enthusiasm. Yeah. It's an attitude. It's a disposition you have in life. A mentality as a person who's reigning in life. That whatever I do, whatever I'm serving God, I serve him with enthusiasm. Yeah. Who wants to marry an unenthusiastic person? Who wants to marry an unenthusiastic lover? They just sit down on bed like a cadaver. They don't do nothing. Who wants to marry such a person? They don't move. They don't flow. Nothing. No. There must be some energy, some effort, some excitement, some enthusiasm. Yeah. Some joy in the system. Yeah. Usher with enthusiasm. Preach with joy. Yeah, preach with enthusiasm. Yeah, clean with enthusiasm. Design the posters with joy and enthusiasm. If you don't, these are the challenges now. Say, Lord, you must serve God with joy. Serve Him joyfully. I said, serve Him joyfully. Yeah, that is 7 o'clock. You know, I haven't had my morning coffee. This verse was written before there was coffee. And God was saying, guys, do this thing joyfully. If not, you trigger hunger, thirst, lack in everything, even lacking a beloved. Do you know how my wife got married? Because she ushered with enthusiasm. You see, if you don't serve God with joy and enthusiasm, you will lack in everything. You are still serving, but lacking. You are still serving, but lacking. Because in your service, joy and enthusiasm is lacking. So even if you come here early, but you don't have joy and enthusiasm, your service is incomplete. Would your phone unlock if you put an incomplete password? Paul said, if I give all of my things I have to give to the poor and they pay me, but if I lack love, it's all in vain. Yeah. You see, the Bible tells us you can do amazing things physically, but if you lack certain things, it won't work. Yeah. So if I give but I lack love, it won't work. If I sacrifice but lack love, it won't work, right? But now it also says, if you serve God but you lack joy and enthusiasm, your service won't work. And you find yourself lacking in everything. And you wake up, you are praying, it's like you are being forced. Yeah, God does that. God likes joyful people. That's why He even loves cheerful givers. Yeah. So He loves cheerful givers. He loves cheerful servants. Amen. Yeah. You know, when we're doing our job descriptions for leadership roles, one of the requirements we put there, joyful and pleasant to be around. Pleasant. Yeah, you must be pleasant. You can't lead in God's house when you are unpleasant to be around. No, Pastor, me, I'm introvert, so I like to keep to my space. Say, this is not a zoo. You will talk to people here.
Not a zoo, this one. Imagine.
So you must be pleasant to be around. Yeah, it's a requirement.
Hallelujah.
And we can fire you for not being pleasant to be around. We'll call you and say that, hey, you read here that you must be pleasant to be around. Yeah, this past week has not been pleasant. We're giving you half day today. Go think about what you want. That's it. Because we're dealing with people and we're dealing with God above all that. Yeah, you must be pleasant. Tell yourself you must be pleasant to be around. Some of you ladies are single because you're not pleasant to be around. You've got a serious face, crowny face. When we come around you, instead of you being pleasant, you are rebuking us for everything. No man will marry their mother.
Yeah.
No man will marry their mother. Yeah. Yeah. No man. How can you be rebuking me? Like... I won't forget. Forget. Yeah. You think it's being principled, it's destroying yourself. You're lacking enthusiasm and joy. And we're not going to marry our mothers. Yeah. Yeah. We'll not. Huh? We don't want our mothers, a law giver. What is this? How are you dressed up? Hey. Oh, Mzansi girls. What is left of you? You are not enthusiastic. You don't have joy. Just serious Christian. Who told you being a serious Christian means having a serious face? If you are sitting next to a sister, ask the sister. Ask the sister. Yeah. Some of you, we have never seen your smile. We have never. Maybe you are a serial killer. Yeah. What? No. Listen, no man wants to marry his mother. No man will marry his mother. There must be joy. It says rejoice with the wife of your youth. It didn't say be stressed with the wife of your youth. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. Your wife of youth must delight you. She must be full of joy and enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. There must be some yes there. Yeah. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. Hallelujah. Yeah, rejoice with the wife. So that when even when your wife has traveled, it's like joy has left the house. Yeah, it's like joy has left the house. Yeah, it's like the whole house. Everyone else is there, but it's like life is not here. Yeah, someone said to me last week, after my wife was gone, she was just here, she's gone. I was catching a flight. So someone says to me, you know, Pastor, when your wife is there, you are so happy you glow. I was like, yes, my joy has come. Yeah, my joy has come. It's not pretending. I remember when Prophet was here in January. Yeah, there were some days we were with him, and my wife has, and she joined us towards the end. When my wife came, Prophet, your husband was just the most, oh, mama, the whole time. But since we came, look at him.
Hey, you are alive.
Yes. Yes, and so I was posting a picture of my wife yesterday on WhatsApp, and someone like, oh no, you're posting it too much. I was like, I'm not sharing love for you with anybody else. Yeah, it's not like I've got, no, every day I'll post. I love every day with joy and enthusiasm. We'll post as much as we want. You see, instead of you fighting me, wonder why yours has never posted you. Yes, wonder. After service, go ask, why have you never posted me? Yeah. You don't have enthusiasm. Yeah. You don't have yes. You see now. Yeah. Wonder why yours has never posted you. Even if you see, if no. Please close the door. Keep them out. That second service. Yeah. Hey, Bob. Value enthusiasm. Don't let enthusiasm go out there. Yeah. Don't let enthusiasm. We're still on time. What's happening? Yeah. So serve God with joy and enthusiasm. Yeah, you must have some yes. Yeah. You hear what I'm saying to you? Wonder why am I not being posted? Even on your birthday, they post you. It's because you are not a joyful person to be around. Yeah, it's because you're not a joyful. Listen to me. In many high profile companies, yeah, they don't hire you because of your qualification per se. You must have competence, yes. But when they check in the interview room, they check your energy. Yeah, I remember one of my cousins when she was working for FW de Klerk Foundation. Yeah, she got there to the boardroom for the interview and they were chatting with her. And the lady was like, come. And started showing up because she's high energy. She's bubbly. She's an addition to, you know, work is already stressful.
Yeah.
You want someone who'll be deflecting the thing. Yeah. I'm trying to show you that. That's why you find some people, it's like they just get certain proposals, offers, without effort. While if they're waiting on one, they're on seven. It's because they are a joy to be around. They are a joy to talk to. They are a delight to talk. They're not bossy, controlling, manipulative, scheming, undermining. Yeah, they're just a joy to be around. You find everybody's just gravitating towards this brother, towards this sister, because they are a joy. Yeah, to be around. They're just, yeah, people are happy. People want happiness. I said people want happiness.
We want happiness.
Hey. That's why Coke also said it's happiness in a bottle. Happiness. People want happiness. Yeah, so that's why they'll go towards people who gravitate, who make them, who have joy and enthusiasm. Next point, last point. So complete your course joyfully, right? And complete your course enthusiastically. Romans 12:11. Never be lazy. Say, I'll not be lazy. Right, but work hard, right, and serve the Lord enthusiastically. There it is. How should you serve God? Enthusiastically. Serve God with enthusiasm, brother. Enthusiastically, brother. Don't be lazy. Serve the Lord, brother, with enthusiasm, with excitement, with passion, with joy, serving the Lord, happy every day. I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of God. I would rather dwell in the courts of God. Better is one day in your presence than a thousand elsewhere. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I'll be glad in it. Serve the Lord with joy, with enthusiasm, with excitement, and with passion. Yeah. To never serve God with joy. Serve God with enthusiasm. And never be lazy, but work hard. Work hard in whatever God has asked you to do. When you go to the office on Monday, work hard. Refuse to be lazy at work. Refuse to be lazy at your workplace. And serve the Lord enthusiastically. Enthusiastically. It's a word. It's a Greek word meaning enthusiastically. So you serve God. You know, when I make my eggs, I never put salt. I put aromat. I sprinkle it there. It makes the egg have some enthusiasm. Maybe some other days I want some green pepper and some other stuff. I sprinkled there. Normal egg can become, what do you call this thing? What? Omelette. An egg can become omelette because of spices that you added in. I'm saying your boring Christian life, your broke Christian life, when you add some joy and some enthusiasm, you can become an amazing Christian, an outstanding. Do you understand? Just sprinkle some enthusiasm, brother. Just sprinkle some joy, sister. Serving the Lord. Yeah. Hey, when I kandandini, ungabali omelette indini. Hey, an egg can become an omelette if you add some spices. You can become blessed. You can become prosperous. You can become healthy, rich when you add joy and enthusiasm. I don't care which company you work for. No company guarantees health. They give you medical aid in case you fall sick. I don't care which company you work for. No company guarantees protection from accidents. They give you cover in case you're involved in an accident. But I was young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen their children begging for bread. God gives you healing. He says that I will take sickness and disease away from those who serve. Yeah. God can guarantee you health. No company guarantees long life. God can. Yeah, God can. God can. God is the only company that can guarantee long life. Protection. 1,000 shall fall on your side. 10,000 on your other side. But it will not come near you. Why? Because you are a servant. Only God can guarantee. Lockdown or no lockdown, you will continue to prosper and increase. Only God can guarantee. Hallelujah. We're out of time. But we're going to serve God enthusiastically. You know, I love some of you guys. You know, when you're preaching, the preaching's coming, you clap hands. That's enthusiastic. That's being enthusiastic. You stand up, preach, pastor. That's being an enthusiastic brother. That's being an enthusiastic. You understand what I'm saying to you? Don't be a statue, be enthusiastic. The last point I'm giving you is crowns await you. After you have served God, after you have done it all, there's a crown waiting for you. You see, in Christianity, the highest honor is reserved for servants. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 8. Paul writing says, there is a crown of righteousness waiting in heaven for me. And I know that my Lord will reward me on his day of righteous judgment. And he says, and this crown is not only waiting for me, but for all who love and long for his unveiling. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 8. So after we've done serving God in this life, there's a crown. There's what? Something to look forward to. There's a crown. Hallelujah. Are you looking forward to your crown? Musa, that's why we can have confidence and hope whatever comes our way, because we see crowns ahead of us. A crown of soul winning, a crown of giving, a crown of prayer, a crown of fasting, you know, a crown of loving the brethren, a crown of serving in church, a crown of sharing with people. You know, there's crowns in front of us. There's crowns in front of us. Understand? That's why we don't quit. Because we see crowns in front of us. When all is said and done, God does not give participation trophies. He gives crowns. And for you to get a crown, it means that there's going to be an area you're going to be ruling. So serve him with joy. Serve him with enthusiasm. Count the cost and pay it anyway. Hallelujah. Copy Jesus' example and you'll be blessed. Let's rise to our feet in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands, lift up your hands. Come on, pray.
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastum Tour podcast. Shalom.